Hi, thanks for holding. This is Tina.
Hey, Tina, this is Glenn.
Hi, Glenn. How are you? I'm hanging in there.
That's it, aren't we all?
Right? Yep. So what can I do for you?
So, I was just trying to cancel my service.
Okay. So let me give you some options, because if you recall in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 30th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel.
That's fine. I meant to cancel it last month, but I got real busy because I have a newborn baby and everything, and it just slipped my mind. So it's no big deal.
Congratulations. That's awesome. Well, the baby makes it worth it, right?
That's right.
Absolutely. That's a little boy or a girl?
It's a girl.
Oh, that's so great. I have 3 girls and 1 boy, and I definitely love my girls. So.
That's right.
Let me go over here. So if you wanted to, I can collect the past due and then cancel the account, and you'll get a notification that it's been canceled.
That's fine.
Okay. How come you're wanting to cancel, by the way, if you don't mind my asking?
I don't necessarily need the service right now. I'm slammed with business, and it's even my off season, and I'm just it being, you know, the new of the year and everything. It's just I just don't need to spend the money right now, honestly.
Okay, so I want to give you a couple of options, if I may. Only because your program includes $100 worth of Google Ads. So if you wanted to, we could remove the Google Ads, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly, okay? And then the second option would be we could, once we collect the past due balance, do what's called a seasonal hold. And you could do that for up to 90 days, where they would stop your billing for February, March, and April. And then in May, you would go right back to your month-to-month subscription. And that way, you wouldn't have to worry about paying for it during months that you're extra busy or you don't need it.
I gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, let's go ahead and do that for right now.
Okay.
If we can.
I'll take off the Google Ads because I don't see that you need those since you're already swamped. And then I'll collect $149, and then we will push your next billing out until May, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
thank
and
you.
Then no problem. So for the new card number, is it still the Falkenberg Court for the billing address?
It is.
1213, okay. And then the card number when you're ready, or is it still the one ending in 7737?
No, they're getting a new card. The first few numbers are the same. Let me look at it. It's 4737.
Okay.
0340.
Mm-hmm.
6024.
Okay.
1511.
Okay, expiration?
1225.
And the code on the back?
080.
Okay, excellent. So I'm going to get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. So bear with me here. Okay, I got the green light for you. So your billing will resume at $149 on May 30th, okay? So if you decide at that time you need another extension on the hold, or maybe at that point you want to just keep the website, you could keep the website and cancel the program, and that's just $49 monthly, okay? So you have a couple of options for, you know, later, but for right now we have this set up to reinstate in May, okay?
Okay.
All right, and thank you for taking care of that, Glenn, and have a really great rest of your week, too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.